about the handling of this case in New York. We've been talking a lot about the general issues, but there's some specific points, there's some that are very practical that have come up.
Maybe it's the group here at all, it gets some other issue. Whom will I?
Excuse me?
If you are feeling alone, you must let somebody else, one or two with you.
I always have Tripurari Swami with me.
The time is...
We're together a lot. But one thing is, when we're fighting this case, there's a lot of legal expense. Because although we are fighting the atheists in the courtroom, the lawyers who are working for us, they are also atheists. But they are the best materially. Our one lawyer, for instance, in New York, he is considered one of the best lawyers in the country. But he is charging us so much money, and although we do as much work as we can ourselves...
Why we appoint lawyers?
Well, in the court, there are certain things that only the lawyer may argue. We're not allowed to argue ourselves. Now, one thing is that Hari Sari has just told me that Guru Kripa Maharaj has one man on his party who is a lawyer, a member of the bar in Australia. So I'm thinking to ask Guru Kripa Maharaj if he can come with us to New York and get admitted to the bar in New York and become our attorney. Because otherwise it is costing so much money. One other thing that is sometimes arising is that when we are arguing the case in the court,
why not that? Get help from some Indian lawyers.
Some are willing to help us. This one man, Dean Agnihotri, from Southern University Law School, he helped us make the basis of the case. But most of the Indian lawyers, they will not help us.
Why?
They are afraid of their own status. They are worried that because they work in those courts every day, and this is an unpopular issue, so they are afraid because their position is not so secure. So they will not help us in that way. They will come and talk to me and give some advice, but they don't want their name in the courtroom. So sometimes this is difficult because we need expert lawyers, but these lawyers are atheists. So sometimes they argue with me. They say, why are you always trying to preach in the court when we are trying to present your case? I said, that is my business, and I am paying you. But sometimes they're arguing, no, if you want to win this case, then we have to argue in this way. Just like when they were questioning on the stand, and our one devotee was reading Bhagavad Gita for the answers. And they were objecting, our lawyer saying, no, you shouldn't do this. But I was saying, no, this is the way that they will see that we are genuine. In the end, it proved it was right. The judge respected that.
Yes, we must. I will throw a book. Therefore, I say, without any lawyer, keep one lawyer to present, but our arguments will be from the book.
Right. Another thing is that this group, they're very organized.
Yeah, they have money.
They have big money. I can show you, in this book, we made one chart of their organization.
Page 15. It's 17.
It shows that they have a big organization. You see, they have all these committees. And there's a lot of money involved. There are a lot of people with big money. Starting at the top, they've made a national organization. I know all these men. I've spoken to all these people. They're big demons. But they have a lot of money. So they're fighting us in all of the different courts. But so far, they have not taken it beyond the lower courts. When we take it to the higher courts, we always win. For instance, just before I left, we took two cases to the federal courts. Immediately we won. In one day, they gave us the case. My case is in a very low court. If it goes to a high court, we will win. So we are wanting to do this, but that means again that if we were to do it, only certain lawyers can enter into the federal court. Not just any lawyer can argue there, because you have to have some.
No, you have to pay. What can we do?
So if we're willing to do that, I will do it. I'm hoping that if we can organize some legal office for the society, then we will be able to do this more effectively.
What is this?
This is that book we made for the conference, the ACLU conference in New York. He is one of the Gundas.
In England, this one.
No, he's in...
Ipswich.
Ipswich, Massachusetts.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
This is one of the men who was used to hold a devotee during a deprogramming. I know this man personally. You see, already we have sometimes come to blows with him. We had one incident where a devotee was being held captive, and I went with some devotees in the middle of the night, and we had some fighting. The police stopped us. They took me away and beat me and threw me in the bushes. And then they kept the boy there, the devotee. He got away later. But men like this we have fought with several times. When it comes to these questions, I wanted to know, when there's sometimes some violence.
Sometimes that violence.
Right.
Beating.
This book gives documentation of so many cases where they use violence against our devotees. These are also these
hired men.
They're hired men. This is the case of one of their men who was later held for murder of another man. He was used in a deprogramming. And then later on, some months later, he murdered some man and went to jail for it. So they're very serious. It's not just philosophical arguments. There's a list here in this book we've made of the devotees in our movement who have been taken. This list is very recent. By temple. You can see in practically every temple they have taken some devotees. Most of them are back in our movement, but some who are not. But now their tactic is this legal thing. Now they get this legal conservatorship. And then even we go and save the devotee, we take them back, the police can come and arrest us. So in these cases, we are finding that the only thing to do is sometimes to go and physically drag them away and hide them until the term of this thing is up. Another thing is we are giving, as we said yesterday, some asylum in other countries, like with Canada. And one thing is that the Indian government told me that they would give me asylum. The ambassador told me that if I were to be held, the Indian government would give me asylum. So we were thinking that, and Bhavananda Maharaj and I were just speaking. He said one boy was in Calcutta at the visa office, and he was talking about all this business. And he said at the visa office, they also said, we could arrange to give you asylum, just like Achyutananda got a member for his draft. So I was wondering if you think this is a good tactic, because it makes big news.
Asylum in India,
that means they can stay here and do their devotional service, and we need men here and there.
Because it is also a good tactic. It makes the government not want this to happen. It makes them look bad that someone has to get political asylum from America.
Yes.
Because they pride themselves on freedom.
They get prestigious law.
Just
not
like
prestige.
Yes. When this one girl, Kulaja, she's now in Toronto, and she got...
And the Indian government will be convinced that we are not CIA.
Yeah. If we come ask for asylum, then the
Americans that Americans are taking refuge in our law. Do it very nice.
So I will investigate this. I think before I go back, I'm going to go see some people in Delhi.
Home member can help. In Delhi.
Gopal Krishna.
Gopal Krishna. Who is Gopal Krishna?
All right.
Home member will be very glad.
Very good.
He didn't seem
better. Yeah. Very much.
I can perhaps stop in Delhi before I go back.
Yes.
I also have met some men there now.
Yes.
Right. Sometimes this is a book that is documenting all of their activities. One other thing is
that sometimes when they are attacking us, there is a good opportunity for us to differentiate ourselves, distinguish ourselves from other religions. For instance, this World Fellowship of Religions held a press conference at the United Nations. Now, when they backed us, they would not back the Unification Church or the, you know, these Christian groups because they don't like them. In general, the scholars, they favor our group. They don't favor the other groups. They don't like them. They think they are cheaters. And there have been some proof in the press. One problem is, for instance, this Mr. Moon. His the tax commission in New York investigated him, and they took away his tax-exempt status. And the Attorney General removed all of his privileges in the state of New York. So he's been made to look very bad. So we have, rather than, there are some devotees, we're saying that we should stand together in an alliance with them. But every time I am asked in the press or anything, I say the same thing again. No, we have nothing to do with them. We have nothing, because I am afraid that we will be dragged down with them. They are rascals, and eventually they are going to be exposed.
No.
They will be finished for certain. We can't pretend.
We want that they should be finished.
Right. Sometimes Mukunda, for instance, was saying that we should make an alliance and then we can have more strength. But I said, no, when we do that, we are pure, we are genuine, and they are artificial.
Yeah, that means we take them.
Keep our purity.
So we are always to emphasize that we are separate.
Krishna's our strength. They have no strength.
It's time to say that. But the asylum in India with the government, that will be very nice.
So we'll investigate more.
Immediately, first duty.
Alright.
When Gopal is coming, he will be able
to. 26th, I think it's coming out 26th.
Another question is,
we can take help from Indira Gandhi if we bring recommendation from the embassy.
Right. Another thing is, sometimes the intellectuals, they are backing us, and the very low class people, they also like us very much, because they feel, the black people feel, for instance, that we are being persecuted like they have been persecuted. But the middle class people, they're the ones who are against us, and they are by far the greatest number.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, what is the best way to influence them in our cause?
Because our all men are coming from middle class. So they are already against us because they are sons of God. How they can be in our favor?
I don't see any way. We go to the court and the judge is always
But
saying,
there are many fathers and mothers. They have mothers, they have appreciated us. As far as possible, they. But because they are concerned, they have lost their children. They are against us. So, you want that our Tripura is sufficient.
I think so. That's very good.
Or anyone else? You can suggest anything.
If he is there, that's good.
That's right.
Krishna Maharaj has told me he wanted me to carry the danda in the court also.
Yeah, it's impossible. But they will not allow. They will.
Oh, no, they will allow.
Allow?
They will allow.
Oh, you're sorry.
I'll go that way.
You can explain. Dando means subjugation. So, there are three dandas. Danda means subjugation. So, kaya, mon, vakka. We have surrendered, we have voluntarily surrendered, subjugated ourselves under God. Kaya, mon, vakka. Three dandas are there, and one myself. There are four dandas. So I am fully surrendered to Krishna, the God, with my mind, body, and words. This is the meaning. This is a symbolic reminder that I have fully surrendered to Krishna with my body, mind, and words, primal self.
Sometimes in their propaganda, these deprogrammers, they complain about our sannyasis the most. They say because they're saying that everything in the material world is evil. They say so therefore they're the worst.
Yes, it is worse. Because I am spirit soul. I am now imprisoned with this material body. It is my unnatural spirit. And I am eternal. And because I have accepted this material body, I have to undergo birth, death, old age. So that is my effort, how to get out of this material body and remain in my original spiritual identity. That is our whole problem. We think material atmosphere is our imprisonment. Suffering. Material body means suffering. Otherwise, I am eternal, blissful, full with knowledge. That is my position. But because I have been impacted, again you have this same disease. Attention, you attend, draw others, don't do that. Very bad habit. Immediately sit down and do this. You cannot take it. So, actually, this is our punishment. This is Maya. That example I have explained this morning, very nice bhag, that the moon and the stars is reflected in the water. The hundreds of pots of water and the wind is agitating the water and the moon is also agitating, sometimes round, sometimes long, sometimes. The moon is fixed, but the reflection in the pot making him different. Similarly, I am spirit soul, and I have been captured, or I am voluntarily surrendered to this material world. And it is being agitated by the mind. So I am taking this shape, that shape, that shape, this shape, 8 million for that is my example. My nature is to be fixed up, always illuminating. But circumstantially, I am being agitated, my mind, I am working with my mind. I am accepting this body, that body, this body, that. So this is very troublesome. Those who have no knowledge, no brain, they are satisfied with this material condition, agitated condition, and driven by the thinking, feeling, willing of the mind. He's very dangerous. He wants to get out. This is Saitama.
That disturbs him the most.
Huh?
That disturbs him the most. Because we are condemning everything they believe.
It is condemned. My position is different. Why shall I die? The rascals, they agree to die. We do not agree to die. We want to come to our original body. No more death. This is our motto. Because we get information from the Bhagavad Gita. Na hannate hannamane sarire. I do not die on account of my material body mixed up dastava dastavye. This body is made of five elements, earth, water, air, fire, ether. And this is my gross body. The gross body is finished, but my mental, subtle body, mind, intuition, that is not yet finished. That is carrying me to another body. Just like we have got practical experience. I am sitting here, you are sitting here. Mind carries me to New York. I am now dreaming or thinking I am sitting in that room and talking to them. I forgot me. But this practice. Although I am sitting here, I forgot me. And I am working, thinking myself that I am in New York. Similarly in dream, my body is on the bed, I am thinking I am on the Himalaya top. So as it is possible, even in this body, similarly, I get another body, gross body, then I forget it. This is transparent. I have explained it. This is factual. Everyone can experience. I have got a period of remaining in this body. As soon as this period is finished, I create another body. And because the period is not finished, also in dream I am getting another body, I am going to the Himalaya top, or I am going to my New York apartment, I still have to come back. This period is not finished. Simple. This is time for me. Why I shall be put into this condition? Because my original position is Chitana, na hannate hannamana. That we exist in the whole world. Why you are suffering with this body? Get out of this body. This is our fifth account. The best welfare activity to the human society. But because they are so dull, they cannot understand. First class rascal is advised. He thinks otherwise. This is bothering. So what can be done? We have taken this danda. We have accepted service of Krishna. And he has ordered that you preach this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, you will become my very dearest son. He is so good. Nachata smart manushya is good. So you want to be very faithful to our master. So you may come against us. You don't mind. Jesus Christ was crucified. You didn't mind. So if you are unnecessarily persecuting us, you don't mind. You must go on with us. You cannot give it. It is not possible. What to you persecute? You kill us, you cannot. They are taking this danda. This is our determination. You cannot stop us. But he says, no, this is only welfare activities to the human society. You may talk madmen, don't care. To be imprisoned in this material body, the greatest suffering. You are trying to mitigate suffering temporarily, but you do not know how that is going to come out. Janamitya Jarabhyaji, Dukkha Dukkha. This is real suffering. Why the eternal soul should be subjected to birth, death, old age? We are seeing to this. You are thinking that if I can replace myself in a very high skyscraper building and motor car, your business is finished. We are not so. We know that any moment I shall be kicked out of the skyscraper building and motor car by the Lord. That's a fact. And fools cannot understand. They think this is my permanent. It's not permanent. But you are permanent. Where is my permanent situation? We are seeking after that. So we are not so fools. We are taking that I am permanent. Why I should be encapped or entangled in this non-permanent? This is our question.
Because they can't think of anything beyond
therefore
that.
Therefore, you have no brain.
They think that we cannot.
To be washed. Your brain is filled up with stool, so you have to wash it. What can we do? Our business is washing. We cannot do it. We are sweeper on behalf of God, and we are engaged to wash your stool in the brain. That is our business. You can say, yes, brainwash, yes. Because you have got so much tool in your brain, we require to wash it. Still, we are engaged like this now. Because you are satisfied. Instead of having a real brain, you have got tool in the brain. You are so rascal, you are satisfied. We are seeing a so obnoxious and hampering your existence. Therefore, it is my thankless duty to ask you. You should have thanked me, but you are so poor, you are condemning me.
Because they have stool in their brain, they can't think that anybody else has anything better.
Yes. So we have to ask this stool. He has it in brain. This is too objective. You do not know what is the aim of your life. You are claiming human being. The dog does not know his aim of life. The dog is eating, sleeping, having sex, and defense. Your whole education system is based on these four things. Where is that university which is teaching more than this? You have got technological knowledge, but what is the purpose? The purpose is how you get good bread, eating. What more? Suppose you have become very good technologist, good title, but what is the end? You get good salary and eat it. Nothing more than that. Or sleeping, good apartment. Or sex, very nice girl. Come on. What else you have got by this education? You nothing, nowhere it is taught that you are eternal, you are suffering in this. When is that in?
They don't have it.
No, but you do not know. We get this information. janma mrityu jarat pain dukkha dosha nidana nahanna janma that will be a pain for them but you are so dull in spite of having so many therefore the resultant action is if you are producing hippie at the end but how he can be satisfied anyone they are disgusted with his eating, sleeping, mating business. Now you will have only BP. They are disgusted with this system of education. Because this is not education at all. This is keeping them in ignorance. Dog is lying on the street and a man is lying on the 102nd floor. What is the result? Result is sleeping. Is that improvement? The dog is sleeping very peacefully. You are sleeping. Oh, there is tiger, tiger, tiger. Send me. Will the skyscraper building help you in your mental agitation? Is that education? Everyone is taking pills to sleep. You cannot sleep even peacefully. And we are claiming that you are educated. Give this defense. Yeah, the dog can sleep very peacefully. You cannot sleep even peacefully. This is the resultant action of your so-called education. You are proud of this education, this life, this civilization. You are so brainless. It requires to you. Therefore we say it is full of fools. We have come to worship you. That is our thank you. What can be done?
And for the parents of these persons, we can say...
Also another aspect. Dogs, father, dogs.
We are washing their brains because they have not washed the brains of their children. Yeah.
Don't use that. This is our end. Remember, mother. No bother. Is that good or bad? You will have your sex under sister and make your wife pregnant and kill him and eat him. You will be implicated in so many sinful activities. And if I say, if you are so much afraid, don't have sex. What is wrong then? And you are thinking, oh, no sex. It is so brainwashing, mind controlling. But what is, you want that in a sinful way, we want in a pious way.
Yeah, same thing. No one wants to suffer.
That is the difference. Your brain is so filled with stool that you do not know how much sinful activity you are and how much you are becoming entangled in this material body. You are killing the child. You have to become his child again. Or you have to become again a child and you will be killed. And then you will enter another mother's body. You will be again killed. As many child you have killed, you will have to be killed so many times. You will never see the light. In the womb, you will be killed. So your brain is so filled up with stool, you cannot understand. This is your education. This is your education. We are trying to save you. You will suffer so much, you will make the situation so complicated. Better remain a brahmachari if there is any little trouble without sex enjoyment. Take it just like eating. Eating trouble, if you don't eat, it will not increase. And if you eat more and more, it will increase. That is advice. Kandutiva manasira visayata tira. One who knows, one who has got brain, all I let me suffer little itch and I will not teach it. This is it. Suppose brahmacharya. Suffering from this eating sensation by brahmachari, that is recommended. From Swami is voluntarily accepting some trouble. So I am feeling eating. I don't eat it. It is a little troublesome. Little. Never mind. I shall tolerate.
They don't understand that that is voluntary. They don't understand that that is voluntary.
Involuntary.
They think we are somehow telling devotees that you must not.
Oh. It is voluntary. In our society we find so many brahmacharis, so many grihasthas. If you cannot stop this eating sensation, or like marry one girl and live peacefully like this, what is this nonsense? Every 3 weeks divorce. We are not so trusted. If we accept one girl as my wife, I take full responsibility. Because I require a girl or woman. So this woman or that one, we are not so rascal that at home I have got woman and fighting after another woman, another naked girl. We are not so mad. The sex pleasure is there at home. And I'm seeking after sex pleasure in here, here, in the club, in the... What is that? Is that vagina is different? We are so fools. You look at a vagina, take one vagina, be satisfied. Lick it. Why you are going here and there, here and there, here? Even an old man is going to the nightclub to lick another vagina. Is that civilization? You are proud of your civilization. Tell them that. Licking of the vagina, different, obnoxious smell. You are less than the dog. The dog like you smell the vagina. You are like that. What is business? I'm going another vagina. If you got vagina, take one. That is intelligent. First of all, there is no need of vagina. If you want, take one and be ready. Why you are searching after dog vagina, this vagina, that dog? Is that silly? Expose them like that. Your brain is filled with so much food. So we are washing. What is wrong there?
Actually, they all need brainwashing.
Huh?
They all need brainwashing.
Yeah, every one of you. Because your brain is filled up with two. You have no brain. Brain is covered with two. What they learn, sir?
That if I want to have a stool brain, it may be lamentable, but don't force me to be washed.
It is not forced.
No,
we are breathing, it does not learn that we are forcing. We are saying that your brain is a stool, washes like this. If one agrees, he is done. He does. Not that in our moment all world has done. One who is intelligent, he has agreed. Yes. I am not forcing. If I would have possessed that forcing power, what right you have got to bring me in the court? You are forcing me to stop this. You are forcing. Nobody can force, but you are forcing. You can take this argument and expose them at least in the court. Licking up the vagina, seriously. Like dog. Animals do that.
I think the more strongly we preach in this way, that we don't try to give in and compromise.
The more that
everyone will hear about this issue.
We must expose them. This is a good opportunity. All right. in the court, so that it will be public, it will be known what you are doing. Leaking of vagina to do this and do public. What they have got anymore? This Western civilization.
They say that they are all despairing. No, they say they are all actually in despair, that they have, they don't see any hope in the future.
The only hope in the future is that we'll eat trash, processed trash, that? And turn it
Or let us sit down here.
In the room?
Yeah, anytime. Is that argument all right?
Yeah. Very strong.
Leaking the vagina civilization.
Great. Very bold. Bold people. No one's ever talked to them like that. No one's ever talked to them like
this
that.
This is before. A fact. The old man, 75 years old, he is going to dig up another vagina in the club. This is your question to you.
Sometimes in New York, you know, we live right next to Broadway. The temple is right next to Broadway. Sometimes in New York, we see old men.
In France, you're
France. Yes. All the prostitution going on around the temple.
You see even old men going to this club.
If you can still have sex when you're 75, then you're a great man, glorified.
Yes, sir. It is, yes, sir. In Paris, there are so many clubs. The old man, the first of all, pay $50 to enter into the club. Then he selects his vagina, he will lick up. Then another pay. I know that. No? You can be.
Sit down there.
Actually, this is bad, but they are fools. They still like to lick up new again. Exactly, dog. We are restricting, give up this business, licking up again. And they are sitting up to the point of death. Another vagina, which is better. If you say, give us this nonsense business, is that brainwash? And if it is brainwash, it is for good. What it means to believe is never satisfied. The same business is going on. Up to the point of death. Our civilization is all right, you are attached to vagina and licking. Do it after 50 years, then give it. This is our civilization. We are so much accustomed to the vagina licking business. Up to 50 years, so long you are young. Other people. Don't do it anymore. And that also after 25 years. After 25 years teaching, it is no good business. Brahmacharya, remember alone. She has worked so much for us. It is still unable, all right, take one wife, be satisfied, pick up one. And then at the age of 50 years, give up. This is all. Is it wrong?
Good. Great.
Because unless you give up this business of bhajan licking, you will have to be entangled in the body, either as a dog, or as a horse, as a human being, or as a demigod, as a tree, as an insect, it is God. Please let the people understand what we are doing. And once this philosophy is widely discussed, then our success.
And there's no question this will be widely discussed.
Smelling the aroma.
As you say, just like dogs.
Hmm?
Just like the dogs.
Dogs and all of you.
Yes.
Smelling the dogs. The thing you hear is yes, yes.
There's no need to move around. So.
Heavy toll. $50 for entering the club, then $200 for drinking. You know this?
Yeah.
This is just a very bad investment. In Florida, they go Miami to spend money weekly. $5,000 for naked dogs. You know that?
Yeah. So many places. Las Vegas. Every big city has it.
And Brahmananda told me, sometimes they see on the stage a fatty woman having sex with an ass. This is exhibited in Mexico. Many guys.
In Europe, they have sex fairs.
Sex fair?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, you can go and they have sideshows, men and women having sex on the stage at regular intervals. And they exhibit all kinds of contraptions that you can use to pervert your sex life even more.
What do they understand?
There's not very much help for them.
Help is for everyone, but then they struggle to their own way of life. Then it is not.
Yeah.
They have to ask the brain. Otherwise, it is possible.
Explaining the Bhagavatam that everything actually is just an extension of the sex desire.
Yes.
in all big cities and so much industry and work is just simply
for the center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.